We're going to talk about providing the judges with the tools of decision making, aiming for the Goldilocks moment, representing authority accurately, because we all want to get our ethics credit, guiding the reader carefully, and then last, editing with distance. And hopefully we can make some progress on those five. So to start with providing the tools of decision making, I'm going to give you a hypothetical because I came over from the law school and that's what we do. So here's our hypothetical. Your client's girlfriend found his iPhone wrapped up in her sweater when she got to work. She decided she was going to take a look at the phone and delete any pictures of herself that were unflattering. Instead, when she opened up the iPhone, she found child pornography pictures in the phone, and she took it to the police. So you want to argue that this was evidence that was illegally obtained, and it should have been excluded at trial. Okay, so tools of decision making. What do we want to know? The first thing we want to know is that illegal, right? She looked at his phone, what's the big deal? So it might have violated this statute. The Texas Penal Code says that a person commits an offense if the person knowingly accesses a computer network, or computer system without the effective consent of the owner. So possibly it was illegal for her to look at this phone. And I will tell you that the law is clear under this breach of computer security provision that an iPhone counts as a computer. That part is settled. Yes, it counts as a computer. So what else do we want to know to figure out if it was illegal for her to look at his phone?